time, will you please rise and join with us in the salute to the flag of our country and remain standing for the singing of America. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The members of the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission and staff welcome you to the 18th Florida Folk Festival. We appreciate having you here because you make the festival possible. As you know, this year we have 4 days instead of three. We have 4 days because boys and girls from the schools want to be on this program. We are so glad to have you. Last year, a junior high student from Louisiana visited the memorial. He took pictures, made a tape recording, and went home and entered a science contest. He won first place in his school on account of an exhibit showing the work, the songs of Stephen Foster and the Stephen Foster Memorial. He won in the region. He won in the whole state of Louisiana. He received a savings bond and a trophy, as well as the big reward, the sweepstakes reward. Today, I received a letter from San Bernardino, California, telling me that in the paper of San Bernardino were listed the 10 most interesting events in the United States to be in the month of May, and third on the list was the Florida Folk Festival. I don't know, I'm gonna find out. We have a wonderful program for the week, and we have everybody interested, and that is why the program is so good. One of the great helpers is our good-looking mayor, Mr. Charles Meadows, who assists in every way he can. And it gives me pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Meadows, the Honorable Charles Meadows.
Thank you, Miss Saunders, for the very fine introduction. That just goes to show you what a little chat around behind the stands and a couple of dollars will do for you. I want to extend, though, to each and every one of you, a great big welcome. We are proud to have you. We are awfully proud to be fortunate enough to have the Folk Festival here in our community. We're proud of our community. It's a very fortunate community to be right here on the banks of the river. There's very few towns in the state that is right on the banks of the Suwannee River. We want to thank, too, the employees and the staff of the Stephen Foster Memorial for all the hard work that they have put into this and getting this program together. They've spent many, many hours of corresponding with different ones and getting this program all set up and getting everyone on the schedule that they possibly could. And I think we really owe them recognition for that. Now, we have got several conveniences here. We've got plenty of fine food. And out at the south gate of the memorial entrance, the volunteer fire department here in White Springs has got a campground out there for everyone that would like to come and camp with us. We'd be proud to have you out there. Friday night and Saturday night, we're going to have a street dance up at the main intersection here in town. And I understand they've got a real good band to come and play for us for this dance. So everyone will be more than welcome to come there. We also will have a fish fry up there, and Mr. Jesse Seelaw, the very famed fish fryer for this area, is going to do the frying of the fish. And, ma'am? No, the fish fry won't be free. Now, you'll have to bring a dollar or two along with you to get into the fish, but I'm sure he'll have plenty of good Swanee River catfish there, and I'm sure everybody will enjoy them. I really love them myself. We have plenty of food in the booths around here. I understand they have chicken perlo over there, as they did last year, and so there's no need in anyone going hungry while they're here. So just come on around any of the booths and just help yourself to the food. We have plenty of it. I don't think we'll give out. Ms. Bolin wouldn't let me talk long. She said 2 minutes was as long as I could talk, but I do have a very special speaker that I'd like to present to y'all. It's Dr. Alden C. Morris. He's head of Department of English, University of Florida, Gainesville, and he was very instrumental in getting the Folk Festival located here in White Springs and getting it started some 18 years ago. So let's bring him up with a big hand.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It gives me a great pleasure to be here at the opening of the 18th Annual Florida Folk Festival. I hope that you will permit me to reminisce a bit and indulge in a bit of nostalgic memory and maybe a little history. The first festival was born in a little college office room at the University of Florida. Mrs. Lillian Saunders and a very dear friend of hers, who was then head of the music Florida Music Association, came to the office and asked for a little assistance. No money, no stage, no seats, but we managed to get some financial support and hire a director, Miss Sarah Gertrude Knott, who was then director of the National Folk Festival, to start our folk festival, which opened with an old town crier. He'd come down the street here from the hotel singing out, "Hear ye, hear ye, the Florida Folk Festival is about to begin." We used that town crier for about two seasons, but we decided it was just a little bit too northern for us because that didn't fit quite into our tradition, because that represented the old town meeting of New England. So we decided that we would get the old tenor bell, dinner bell. And there she stands. It's reminiscent, of course, of the time when it used to call us from the fields to come and get dinner. It's just too bad that we don't have some of those old fine country picnics where everybody could bring a basket and spread it out and let us all enjoy ourselves. I suppose that's not very practical at this time, but we do have very fine food all around here, and I'm sure you can get some of this old traditional food if you'll just look about. That first festival was a success. It astounded us all. And as I recall some of the program, the Czechs from Masaryktown came with their fine dancing of the Beseda. The Greeks of Tarpon Springs came with their Grecian dances. The Spanish of St. Augustine came and before us on a very improvised platform enacted the history of old St. Augustine. Sometimes I think we need not go to Europe to see this, these attractions, because we have it right here at home. These forebears of ours who've come to this country have brought it to us. And here we see at this place the reenactment of many of those fine traditions that they had. I remember, too, on that first festival, we had a very fine lady. Her name was Ann Tomlin, who gave us some of the finest and most wonderful Brer Rabbit stories that I've ever listened to or I've ever read about. They are still preserved for tradition. I'm sorry she's not here today to tell yous. Yes. She says she passed, but I'm sure up there among the angels somewhere, she's telling some of those good old Brer Rabbit stories to entertain the angels and maybe St. Peter, because she certainly, I'm sure, was going there. The Seminole Indians came, and they're still here. They've been very, very cooperative with us, and they come every year to lend their presence here. They dance their old colorful green corn dances and brought their colorful costumes. The old harp singers were here with their old shaped notes songs and their singing. The ballad singers and the tall tale yarn spinners delighted us all. There was a group that came from Jacksonville. They were Mormons who had immigrated to the state and kept up some of their same traditions here in this state. They came with their colored wagons and had a procession of colored covered wagons, and behind them was a large group of Mormon people who were singing their old traditional religious songs. Even the governor of the state declared a folk festival day, so we were off to a good start. Down through the years, the folk festival has meant much to this region and to this state, and the influence has been far-reaching, as what Miss Saunders just tells us about its becoming nation of national importance. Well, it's done a great deal to keep alive that which is so fugitive in our southern tradition, and keep alive those things which we will not willingly let die. Let me enumerate, in the short time that I have here, just a few of the deeper meanings of what we do here may have for us. In a day when parents have lost communication with their children, Ms. Bolton has pointed out that this festival helps to bridge this generation gap, because parents bring their children and mingle together here. I remember fondly the times, and you do too, when our parents used to take us to these Sunday school picnics, to take us to the beach on a Sunday school outing and that kind of thing. They're pleasant memories, and I'm sure that these children of ours will remember this day with a great deal of pleasure. Our state, as you know, is a very cosmopolitan one. Our people have come from everywhere, bringing their songs, their dances, their tales, their old sayings and beliefs, and their tall tales and what have you with them. Our heritage, therefore, is a very rich one. And we are the legatee of that rich heritage, and the folk festival is a constant reminder of how rich it is. White, red, brown, and black can share their past with us here. The Florida Folk Festival was the first to show us that all races could mingle and enjoy our customs together. We demonstrated here integration of the finest kind long before it became a burning issue in our schools and colleges. The Florida Folk Festival has therefore kept us from breaking faith with all of our earthborn companions, for we know that when we break faith with them, we gain only a temporary advantage. The Folk Festival helps to keep us from doing that. Every folk festival is recorded for posterity, and someday these recordings will be studied by serious students of Florida cultural history, and what happens here will illuminate certain spots of time in our glorious past. Foster Barnes, I can remember how faithful he was in keeping a permanent record for us. And Ed Kirkland is here today to do the same. It is good to come to the banks of this grand old river, which to me is a kind of symbol of the calm, peaceful way of life that flows on in spite of the raucous voices and the violent protests and the ravages of commercialism that mar our way of life today. And may this peaceful river remind us of these spots of time in our Florida history that have meant much to us. I should like to close these random remarks by telling of a little meaningful experience that Ms. Morris and I had experienced in northern Norway last summer. We were riding on the train, and a very fine Norwegian couple sat across an apartment compartment with us. And we had a very fine time talking about our countries, exchanging very fine pleasantries about what our country stood for and so forth. Finally, it was time for them to go. And the good lady turned to us and said, "Thank you for sharing." And I want to say that to you today. Thank you for sharing this occasion with me. And now I must turn this platform over to our incomparable Thelma Bolton. Cousin Thelma, we dearly love to call her. May she live to be 100, 110, or 120. And I hope she'll keep doing exactly what she's doing as long as she can toddle up here on this platform. And now, let's on with the fun. And Cousin Thelma, it's yours. And thanks for sharing.
One for the money, two for the show, three to make ready, and a four to go. And who better can make it go than a man who's been coming for 18 years with a group of good-looking young'uns to make music for us. Let's welcome A.W. Levy and his group from Columbia County Elementary Schools, Lake City. Let's give them a great big hand.
Our state song, Without Upon the Swan River, three verses of Without Upon the Swan River. Going in the field and working and not satisfied with the music they're singing. Perhaps they would not start a song and somebody else join in with the same song. Perhaps they might have a different song further down the field. See if you can imagine two different groups of people working with two different songs going on at the same time. This is what I call a spiritual medley.
Thank you.
about things in the field when you go out to plow. Hold on to the plow, because if you turn it loose, the horse might kick you.
I think we ought to give them another hand, don't you? I expect if we investigated, we'd find that he has some second-generation students there, children of children that he's taught over there in Columbia County. Now, look at here, this great big man coming on here, Bobby Keene of White Springs, has got to fill a breach here, but he's equal to the task. All right, Bobby, suppose we come over to this mic, over this way. He has to say for himself.
Just don't I love you, you and me, live around. roses and my nose is too. The violet's blue and so are you. And yet I guess before I stop, I better take another drop. You and me, we're both just on a lovely. You and me, little girl, just don't
I think maybe he had a little stage fright there, but I don't really think so. All right, show him how to do it here, Mr. Tomlin, will ya? Will ya? Know that Tom belongs to a singing family of White Springs, and we are so glad to see him coming up in the tradition in the proper way. I think that's wonderful. Let's give him another hand, please. To a lovely lady who's been singing a long time, singing the songs of her people.
My grandmother was Danish, and I learned many Danish songs from my grandmother. And she told me, that they used to wear wooden shoes and would leave them outside of the door when they'd go in the house. And this is one of her aprons. It must be all of 100 years old. I'm going to sing Rosa Lil och Hindis Moda. It's about a girl and her mother sitting, talking about her boyfriend. And he is standing outside and hearing.